Blog Talk Radio.
Hello.
It's like you're looking through a telescope. You see where you're gonna be. Growing, getting better. You're not the person they see. Can't be mad at the things you've been through, cause they built your muscle. Now you're stronger than you've ever been. They can't stop your hurting.
Tonight, everybody that's tuned in, I hope you're ready to have a blessed time in the name of the Lord. Praise God on tonight. Let's go to the throne. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we just thank you on tonight for allowing us to come together in your name. Lord, we ask that your Holy Spirit move in a mighty way on tonight. Lord, we thank you. We glorify you. We magnify your holy name. You're truly worthy to be praised. You're truly worthy to be magnified. You're truly worthy to be lifted up on today. Lord, we thank you. Lord, we bind, we rebuke, and we cast away any work of the enemy, any work, hallelujah, that is trying to prohibit us from receiving your word on tonight. Hallelujah. We bind it in the name of Jesus. We cast it off the line right now. Devil, you have no place here. Hallelujah. Peace be still right now in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah, and Lord, we thank you. We praise you, and we magnify your holy name. In your son Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. And amen. Glory to God on tonight. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. We have come to praise in the night. We have come to magnify in the night. Hallelujah. Because he is worth to be praised. Glory to God. Those of you out there listening, hallelujah. Amen. On the airwaves, if you want to be a part of the service, we encourage you to call the number on your screen tonight. Hallelujah. Call in, be a part of what's going on. Be a part of the movement of God in 2021. Hallelujah. The anointing is right here. Hallelujah. You looking for it at your local church? Hallelujah. Praise God. How many of you know you can find God in the strange places? He's right here on the line. The song's been telling us for years, but we wasn't listening. The song said Jesus is on the main line. Glory to God. You better tell him what you want. Hallelujah. We might nickname this line, praise God, main line, praise God, because the Spirit of God is here. The anointing is here. It flows right here. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. So we thank God for each and every last one of you on tonight. Amen. We're getting ready to open up the throne. Hallelujah. I'm gonna open up with Psalms 100 coming out of the New Living Translation. It says, shout with joy, O earth. Shout with joy to the Lord, O earth. Worship the Lord with gladness. Come before him singing with joy. Acknowledge that the Lord is God. He made us and we are his. We are his people and the sheep of his pasture. Enter into his gates with thanksgiving and into his courts with praise. Give thanks to him and bless his name. For the Lord is good. His unfailing love continues forever. And his faithfulness continues to each generation. May the Lord add a blessing to the reading, the hearing, and the doing of his holy word on tonight. Hallelujah. We want to look at verse 2. It says, worship the Lord with gladness. Praise God. I like this interpretation because the old King James, I love it, but the old King James says, serve the Lord with gladness. Hallelujah. This interpretation says, worship the Lord with gladness. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Worship him. You know, some people worshiping God with hatred in their heart. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Some people, amen, ain't happy to worship God because they don't appreciate what God has done for them in their lives. They feel like God has abandoned them. God has turned their back on them. Hallelujah. Praise God. But the devil is alive. Praise God. Hallelujah.
Yes,
some people come to church. Some people come to church as just a routine. Hallelujah. They lift their hands. They sing the songs. Amen. They say amen. Hallelujah. But ain't no joy. Praise God in their heart. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. That's why, hallelujah, they can't come before his presence with singing. They don't have the song in their heart. But I believe a few weeks ago, the apostle gave a sermon about that God's going to give us a new song. Hallelujah. Praise God. That sad song. See, somebody out there listening. Maybe you out there on the airwaves, praise God, amen. Maybe you out there, praise God.
This is not a valid menu option.
Hallelujah, amen. Listening in, praise God, on somebody's phone, praise God. But God says, hallelujah, he put a new song in your heart, a song of joy. Hallelujah, why? Because you've been engulfed in the word. You've been inhaling the word. You've been eating the word. And the word has been telling you that all things are working together for your good. Hallelujah. Praise God. See, that was good news. Last night we got good news that the suffering is almost over. And when we get through suffering for a little while, we're going to reign. Hallelujah. Praise God. We're going to have authority. Hallelujah. We're going to be on the throne. Hallelujah. We're going to have a crown of righteousness upon our head. Glory to God. Hallelujah. We have been in the word, and the word has told us, amen, that even though things look bad, hallelujah, that we walk by faith. Hallelujah, not by sight. We don't go by what the situation looks like. Hallelujah, because it's not how it is. We have learned, praise God, that whatever we see in the physical, hallelujah, whatever we see in the natural, praise God, is the opposite of what's going on, praise God, in the spiritual. In the natural, it looks like we lose. In the natural, it looks like we sick. Hallelujah. In the natural, it looked like we not overcoming. In the natural, it looked like we broke. Hallelujah. But we know in the spiritual, we are with. Hallelujah. We know in the spiritual that no weapon formed against us shall prosper. We know in the spiritual that these enemies may rise up, but God gonna make them our footstool, glory to God. Hallelujah. We know that the wealth of the wicked is laid up for the righteous. That's why we can worship the Lord with gladness. Hallelujah. Because we know it's almost my turn. Hallelujah. It's almost my turn. It's almost my turn for the windows of heaven to open up and for God to pull me out of blessing. I won't have room enough to receive it. It's almost my turn so I can worship him, hallelujah, when my body is hurting. I can worship him when there ain't a dime in my pocket. I can worship him when I don't know how to pay my bills. I can worship him through my trials and tribulation because I know, hallelujah, I have a reward. Hallelujah. That's why I'm singing a new song. That's why I got joy in my heart. That's why I magnify the Lord. Hallelujah. Even when it seems like I shouldn't, that's why I have a peace that surpasses all understanding because I know it's almost over. Hallelujah. I know my reward is at the end. There is a thread at the end of the rainbow, and I'm almost there. Glory to God. Hallelujah. So we should come before the throne of grace tonight, worshiping the Lord with gladness. How many of you know if you're in a relationship, you don't want no cold kiss? Glory to God. Hallelujah. I'm going to say that again. Maybe you didn't understand what I meant. You don't want no cold kiss, praise God. You don't want me to kiss you and you don't, I don't mean it. I don't feel it. Hallelujah. I'm just going through the motion. Hallelujah. Amen. You come home and your wife just throw you, your plate in the microwave. You can get it out of there. Glory to God. Hallelujah. God don't want nothing out of obligation is what I'm trying to say. Hallelujah. Because you feel like you got to praise me. Hallelujah. No. I don't want you praising me if it ain't coming out your heart. Hallelujah. First you need to see what I have done for you. Hallelujah. You need to see the highways the crooked paths that I've made straight. You need to see, hallelujah, I've been leading God here. You need to see that I've been ordering your footsteps. Hallelujah. Glory to God. He said you need to go back and read that poem. I'm going to tell you what the Spirit of the Lord just said. You need to go back and read that poem, footsteps. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Praise God. When you see me, I was walking with you, and then you saw one set of footsteps, and you thought I left you. But now when you let one set of footsteps run, that's because I carried you. I carried you through the hard times. I carried you. Hallelujah. You didn't know I was carrying you, but I was carrying you. You need to go back and read it for yourself, the Lord says. Hallelujah. That way you can worship me with gladness. You can come before my throne with glory in your heart, and you can magnify my name, and you can lift me up. And when you lift me up, I'll lift you up according to my word. Hallelujah. If you lift up my name, I'll draw all men unto me. Glory to God. So the phone lines are open right now. Hallelujah. If you got a testimony or prayer request, now would be the time. Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord, church family. Praise the Lord. This is Sister Linda from Lancaster. I just want to praise the Lord and thank the Lord for who he is. He's worthy to be praised. I want to glorify the Lord and lift him up and thank him for keeping me to see another day, for waking me up this morning, start my walk. I want to thank the Lord for his mercy and his grace, for all of his provisions and blessings. I want to thank the Lord for each and everyone on the prayer line. I want to thank the Lord for blessing my family, friends, and loved ones. I just want to praise the Lord for who he is. I want to thank the Lord for the prayer line that we do have a prayer line. And we have the opportunity to learn about him and try to improve our lives so that we could walk in the way he would have us walk so that we may be able to see his face one day. And I just want to thank the Lord for everything. He's worthy to be praised. I ask everyone to continue to pray for me as I do for them and their families. I want to thank the Lord for Brother Andre, Pastor Corey, for taking the time to educate me on the Lord and the Bible. and for giving me understanding of things I never did completely understand. With all that said, I just want to thank the Lord for everything he has done in my life and continue to do. I just want to praise him and thank him. In Jesus' name, amen and amen.
Amen.
I want to say
praise the Lord, everybody.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord, everybody.
Praise the Lord. I will rejoice and be glad in it. I thank God for waking me up this morning, giving me a desire and a mind to come on the line. I thank God for being so good to me. Thank God for life.
Amen.
I thank God that he said what he said. Come on the prayer line. I thought about the scripture that said, come into the house of the Lord, and victory shall be ours if we hold our peace and let the Lord fight our battle. The victory will be ours. I just thank and praise God coming on the line and hearing all the saints of God, because if it was ever time to praise the Lord and get our thanks in, it is now. It is now. So I want you all to continue to pray for me. Pray for our children, family, friends, loved ones, and pray for our neighbors. Just pray my strength in the Lord continuously. Pray for the caregivers and pray for the place where I stay. Just pray that God keep on blessing me. And that I'll be the door that he's calling for in these last and evil days.
I want to thank the Lord for being here. I want to thank God for Brother Eddie Corey, Brother Andre, Sister Alberta, Mother Virgie, I call y'all my love family.
Amen.
I thank God for Sister Kathleen and the other lady, Glory. Bless her. Bless her. Family, bless her going out, me, bless everybody, Lord. I got a song. If y'all don't know it, that's fine. If you know it, just help me sing a little bit of it. What you know about Jesus, he's alright. What you know about Jesus,
he's alright.
What you know about Jesus, he's alright. What you know about Jesus, he's alright. That's all I have to say. We'll be your blessing.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Thank God for Brother Bobby on tonight. Amen. Do you have anyone else on tonight? Praise God with a testimony.
I want to thank God to let y'all know everything is all right. Everything is all right with God. You know, even though we feel sad and feel depressed and going through, but God had to press through all of that to be able for us to be free. So everything is all right with him. And I know that he's coming through. I don't know when. I don't know what time and how. But I know he's coming through. Cause he said he's going to come through. Even though my sister is going through right now from losing her husband. And we just had came back in town from one funeral. Now we're getting prepared for another one. You know, it's like 7 people in less than 4 months. You know, and I just say, Lord, give my family strength. But most of all, let them be able to love one another again. You know, it's things that kind of split us in half. You know, let us be strong like an oak. But I don't, a lot of things I don't understand. But I know God is there to help me understand. So I ask him, please don't leave me. Don't leave me. Don't let me go, Lord. And look like I'm just traveling. Like, you know, my day consists of look like totally traveling. Like so much is going on, you know. Running and driving 2 and 3 hours to get where I got to go at to my destiny to do something. You know, it's like, it's draining me. You know, it's draining me. And that's the way the devil wants me to be drained. But God said he could turn that around. Because he said no weapon. No weapon. Not even a highway. No weapon. Not even supposed to prosper. And I'm believing God for this list that I have to bring to Lowe's to get a price on it, that God will fix it where I'll be able to meet some of it. So the way it is right now, it's an impossible miracle for me to see, but I know it's not impossible for God right now. So I'm going to just thank him in advance. Father God, I thank you for making a way out of no way.
Come on with it.
And I give you praise and I give him honor for it, not just for myself, for all my other Christian sisters and brothers that's going through, those that don't have a roof over their head right now, Lord. I claim a roof for them. Those that need finance, I claim finance right now. Now they're getting to the point where you can't go in certain places if you don't have a card saying that you've been vaccinated, you know, and I'm asking God, what should I do? Shall I do, Lord? So I know he's going to let me know what to do to take me through it, you know. So I'm just asking y'all just help pray my strength in the Lord, and anybody that I've offended, I ask y'all to forgive me, that it won't have anything on my radar to stop God from looking in on my situation. And I give all of y'all up to the Lord for praise and blessing. In Jesus' name, amen.
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 Amen. Amen. We thank God for Sister Kathleen on tonight. Hallelujah. You're absolutely right, Sister Kathleen. The Bible says when the evil spirit leaves, it goes to a dry place. And that's what the enemy wants us to be. He wants us to be dry. Hallelujah.
That's
amen.
Right.
Praise God. I'm so glad that Jesus said, that's why Jesus stood up there and said, if any man thirst, let him come unto me. Glory to God. Hallelujah. So we can stay out of those dry places the devil try to put us in. As long as we stay in Jesus, hallelujah, the devil can't take us to those dry places. Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Do we have another testimony on tonight on the goodness of the Lord? Hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise God.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Well, we thank God, amen, for the testimonies and prayer requests that have gone up so far. Amen. I want to read off our prayer list. Then I'm going to go to the throne of grace. Hallelujah. We got Carl Delaney, Elena Brooks, Evangelist Virgie, Mother Alberta, Michael and Jessica, Evangelist Jackie, Brother Bobby, Sister Linda and Giovanni. Yolanda, Sister Yolanda, Sister Kathleen, Brother Brian, Evangelist Keisha, Evangelist Crystal, Mr. Tucker, Kathleen, Devontae Smith, Evangelist Michelle, Calvin Broderick, Beverly Tate, Sister Martha, and Sister Darian. And as always, we want to keep our holy apostle in prayer. Praise God. Hallelujah. We're going to go to the throne of grace. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we come before you as humble as we know how, Lord. Hallelujah. Before your throne, hallelujah. You have heard the prayers requested have gone up before your throne, Lord. Hallelujah. We know that you are able to make a way. Hallelujah, Lord. And we know you're already making that way. You said on the cross that it is finished. It is already done. Hallelujah. So we claim your finished works on tonight. Hallelujah. We claim that financial breakthrough on tonight. Hallelujah, Lord. We claim that that extension on tonight. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. For meeting our needs according to your riches and glory in Christ Jesus on tonight. Thank you for that healing. Hallelujah. And our body on tonight. We thank you for deliverance. Hallelujah. On tonight. We just thank you for that peace. Hallelujah. The peace that is surpassing all understanding. We praise you for it. We magnify you for it on tonight, Lord. Lord, we love you. We love you. We appreciate you. We see you working in our lives. Hallelujah. We don't mean to complain. We don't mean to cry. Hallelujah, Lord. We want you to know our confidence is in you. We know you're going to work it out. Hallelujah. Even though we cry sometimes. Hallelujah, Lord. We know you got our back. We know you said that you will never leave us or forsake us. And you're not a man that you shall lie, nor the son of man that you will repent. Hallelujah. So we thank you on tonight, Lord. And we praise your holy name. Hallelujah. Touch the holy apostle, Lord, on tonight. Touch him from the crown of his head to the sole of his feet. Hallelujah, Lord. Strengthen him as he goes through his situation, whatever it may be, Lord. Hallelujah. We all are going through right now. But we thank you, Lord, that we're going through. Hallelujah. And we're not here to stay. It has come to pass and it shall pass. And we thank you for it on tonight. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Glory to God. And amen. Praise the Lord on tonight. Thanks. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. For those of you that are just tuning in, this is the revival that just won't stop. Glory to God. Hallelujah. The revival that won't quit. The revival that's going to keep going. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. We just thank God. Amen. For each and every last one of you that have called in and tuned in on tonight. Praise God. Amen. The apostle, amen, is running a little late tonight, but thank God for modern technology. You see, the enemy tries to battle us through technology. He tells us it's here. Praise God. He tells us that, you know, you got people out there saying this new technology belongs to the devil. Hallelujah. Amen. But the Bible tells me what the enemy meant for evil. Glory to God. God meant for good. So through modern technology tonight, even though the apostle's running late, he's going to be right on time. And y'all will see just what I'm talking about. Praise God. Hallelujah. After our next election. Praise God. We're going to have some church tonight. Amen. We're going to take you back. Hallelujah. Back to when this brother here was saved the right way. And y'all know who I'm talking about. I'm talking about Bishop Pearson. We're going to go with some old school joints real quick. Hallelujah. And then we're going to hear the word of God on tonight.
Live and hear
Amen.
Me. That's the life. Die and he saved me.
That's right.
That's the death. Buried, he carried more. Sins far away. But he didn't stop there rising. He justified. Yeah, free me. Free me forever. But one day, he's coming back. Oh, y'all don't know this. Glorious day. Well, living, he loved me. Dying, he saved me. Dying, he came my sin far away. But then arriving, he justified. Freed me forever. One day he's coming back.
Yeah. With the Preach the Word Revival, praise God, hallelujah, amen. Starting it off tonight is the leader, the pastor of the Comedic Jewish International Worldwide Fellowship, praise God, based out of Long Beach, California, hallelujah, praise God. He is my brother in Christ and my friend, hallelujah. It is my pleasure to introduce the son, hallelujah, and present to others, none other, hallelujah, than the Apostle Eldon A. Curry. Brother Eldon, it's in your hands. Let the Lord use you as he always does. Bless the name of the Lord.
Amen, amen. Amen. Somebody give God a praise. Somebody thank him tonight.
Amen.
Glory to God. Somebody put those hands together. Give God a praise. Wherever you are right now, come on and bless him. Come on and lift him up. Come on and give him praise for his goodness, for his mercy. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
God is an awesome God tonight. Come on and bless the name of the Lord tonight.
Hallelujah.
God honor tonight.
Hallelujah.
Amen. We thank God tonight. Amen. I want to thank God for his goodness and his mercy. Thank God tonight for Bishop Page. God bless you, man of God. God bless you, my brother. Amen. Peace and blessings unto you. Amen. To my dear brother, amen. Elder Andre, God bless you, sir. Amen. Tonight, and to everyone that's under the sound of my voice tonight, glory to God. Peace and blessings be unto you all. Amen. God is a good God. Amen. And he is worthy of all our praise. Come on and bless his name tonight. Hallelujah. Glory to God. One more time, come on and give God a hand of praise. Hallelujah.
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 Yes, Lord, tonight. We praise God on tonight. Let's just have a quick moment of prayer. Father, we thank you. Thank you for your word tonight. Thank you for your word, God. You said heaven and earth will pass away before one jot or tittle of your word would fail. You said, Father, that your word cannot return unto you void, but accomplish that which you sent it out to do. You said you sent your word and you healed us. You said that your word became flesh and it dwelled among us. We thank you, Lord, hallelujah, that your word has the final say-so, the last say-so. Father, we thank you tonight, God. We thank you that everything was created by and for your word. We give you praise tonight. We thank you for your word, God. Hallelujah. For you said, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceed out of your mouth, Father. So we thank you tonight, Father, that we hear to hear from you, God. And we thank you that we shall hear and obey. We thank you, Father, that you are yet speaking, and yet you are still speaking, God. And we give you praise and glory. We thank you for being the only true, wise, living God. And we bless your name tonight, God. And we thank you, Lord, hallelujah, for what you're going to speak to us on tonight. We give you praise, God. And we thank you in advance. In Yahshua HaMashiach's name we pray. Amen and amen. Come on, give God another hand of praise tonight. Come on, give him another shout of glory tonight. Hallelujah.
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 Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
I want to share with you three words that the Lord gave me on earlier today. Amen. To share with you. You know, there's a lot of uneasiness in the land right now. But God is saying to us that he wants us to have peace in him, because the peace is in his word. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. There is a separation tonight between those who say they love God and those of us who really love God. Come on here, somebody. How many of you know that what you love, you obey? Amen. You don't know that you can love something until you can first what? Obey it. Hallelujah. When we obey God, that's what we show that we love God. Amen. We can lip service, but God says the lip service is good, but I'm looking at your obedience. Come on here, somebody. Amen. Because if we obey God, then that shows that we are what? Fully with him. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. Glory to God. He said, if you love me, you'll do what? Keep my commandments. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. There's a lot of folks say that they love him, but they're not keeping his commandments. Come on, somebody. Give God a praise. Hallelujah. And a love offering right now.
Hallelujah.
And a praise offering right now. Glory
Hallelujah.
To God. In Exodus, the first verse of the Exodus 20 and 20, we get there, shout amen, glory to God. This is the first, one of the first verses that God gave me for tonight. Exodus 20, 20. How many of you know that in this hour we need our 2020 vision on? Come on here, somebody. We need our 2020 on.
Amen.
To be able to see properly. Come on here, somebody. To see what God wants us to see tonight. Amen. Glory to God. Exodus chapter 20, verse 20. When everybody gets there, shout, amen.
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 Amen. Is everybody present? Everybody there?
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Everybody ready?
Amen.
And what did the Lord
say?
Amen.
Mean?
It says, and Moses said to the people, do not be afraid. God has come to test you, in another translation says to prove you, so that the fear of God will be with you to keep you from sinning. Come on here, somebody.
Amen.
Tell your neighbor tonight, say neighbor.
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 It's only a test.
Neighbor.
It's only a test.
It's only a test.
Yes, God. God has allowed what is happening in the land because he has said, I'm testing everyone right now. Because I'm separating those who say they are with me from those who are really with me.
That's why he said let the wheat and the tare grow together. There's a lot of tare among the wheat. There's a lot of tare among us, y'all. Hallelujah. I don't know if y'all can still hear me tonight. Amen. Everything that look like wheat ain't wheat. Come on here, somebody. How you are able to determine the wheat from the tare is that one has seed and the other one doesn't. Come on and give God a shout. See, one looks original. It looks genuine, but it's empty. Come on here, somebody. Now, a lot of us is walking around here looking deep, but we're empty. Come on. God, help me tonight.
Hallelujah.
God is saying, but my word is going to separate what is the real from the fake. Come on here, somebody. So Moses has it up in the mountains, glory to God. And God is speaking. And they think they want God to speak. But when God starts speaking, they say to Moses, Moses, you speak to us. Because we ain't ready for God to speak. Because if God speaks to us, least we die. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Tell somebody, say, this is time for us to hear what God is saying through the vessels of God. Because we're not ready for God himself to speak. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Mm-hmm.
In verse 20, it says, Moses said to the people, do not be afraid. And I'm hearing the Lord saying to tell us tonight, do not be afraid. Amen. Don't be afraid of what's going on. Don't be afraid of what you see on the news and around you. Don't be afraid of everything that you're hearing about this and about that, about the vaccine, about the virus. God is saying, I'm covering you. Come on here, somebody. God is saying, I'm covering you. Amen. Somebody need to give God a praise right there. Amen. God is saying, trust me. Come on here, somebody.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. How many know we got to trust God like never before? Come on here, somebody.
Amen.
We can't let our faith waver. We can't let our faith lean on nothing else. We got to wholly trust God. So the first thing that Moses said to them in Exodus 20 and 20, it says, do not be afraid. Why? Because God can't operate in fear. Come on here, somebody. God cannot operate when we are afraid. Come on here, somebody. Glory to God. You only fear what you don't know. And that's what God has taught me about the spirit of fear. See, we fear when we don't know a thing. Come on here, somebody. But once you know a thing, it becomes what? Impossible to fear it. So that's why the enemy don't want us to know certain things, because he knows once we know something that he's not able to what? Put that spirit of fear on us. So God says, do not fear. Tell somebody, say, do not fear, beloved. Hallelujah tonight.
Do not fear.
Do not fear.
Do not fear.
Do not fear.
How many know that God has not given us the spirit of fear, but of power, love, and of a sound mind? You shouldn't want anything that God has not given you, beloved. God has not given us the spirit of fear. So if I'm panicking, it's only because I'm listening to a report that is not God. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. And how many know we ain't got no business listening to any report that is not of the Lord? Come on here, somebody. God says, I'm not giving you the spirit of fear. The spirit of fear stops me from operating for you, but what I have given you is power. Somebody said power.
Power.
Power. I've given you power. I've given you love. Somebody said love.
Love.
So I know that God has given me power. I know he's given me love. And then the last thing he says I've given you is what? A sound mind. Somebody said maybe he gave me a sound mind.
He gave me a sound mind.
So I can't let the devil mess with my mind. I can't let the devil trick my mind. So what I got to do is I got to present my body as a living sacrifice unto God. Amen. So because I'm saved, God says, then now you can present your body as what? A living sacrifice, holy and acceptable unto God, which is our what? Reasonable service. Come on here, somebody. See, that will keep us from being afraid. God says, once you present your body, then I can take control of your mind. Then you'll know what is a good and acceptable and perfect will of God. But we can't know that until we put our body on the altar. Come on here, somebody. Is that when the Bible says, know ye not that your body is the temple of the Holy Ghost? And your body is the temple of the Holy Ghost. So we can't do everything in God's temple. How many know when it's God's temple that he has the right to do whatever he wants you in his temple? Somebody give God a praise. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen.
The problem is, beloved, is that we're not presenting our body as a living sacrifice. And then when we don't do that, the enemy mess with our mind. Come on here, somebody. And then he's able then to put a spirit of fear on us. And God's saying, that fear don't belong on you because I haven't given that to you. Glory to God. That spirit keeps us from knowing the will of God. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. Glory to God. But Moses said to people, do not be afraid. And the reason why he tells them don't be afraid, he says, God has come what? To test you, approve you. Come on here, somebody. How many of you know that God is not going to use something until he can first prove it? Come on here, somebody. Stay with me tonight. You're not going to be long tonight, but we're going to be strong. How many know that God won't use nothing until he proves it? Come on here, somebody. So God is saying the reason why we've had to go through hell and high water is because I was proving you, amen, so that you can know, amen, what is in you, and then I'm proving you too to make you stronger. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. How many know that God knows everything about us? Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Amen. Amen.
See, we think we know us, but God said, no, I know you. Come on here, somebody. I know you because I designed you. I know you because I created you. I know you because before you even think what you're thinking, I already knew you was going to think that. Hallelujah to God. See, we're going to become smart when we realize that God is all-knowing. Come on here, somebody. We need to just let God be God and stop trying to outthink God. Come on here, somebody. God says this thing has come what? To prove us. To show us, amen, to show who is on the Lord's side and who is not on the Lord's side. Come on here, somebody. He says, so that the fear of God will be with you. How many of you know that the only thing that keeps us in this hour is the fear of God? Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. We got to give back to the fear of God, to the reverence of God. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. To where we won't just do anything and say anything in the presence of God. We got to realize that we got to be holy at all times, not just when somebody is looking at us, but when somebody ain't looking at us. Come on here, somebody.
Come on here, somebody.
Looking at us. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. We think when we by ourselves, we by ourselves, but God said, no, I'm still here. I didn't go nowhere. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. So God is saying that when we live a life in the private, God said it will manifest in the public. Ain't you somebody a praise that with me right now? Glory to God. God is saying that we got to get back to the fear. Somebody said it's the fear of God.
Fear of what?
The fear of God.
See, the Bible says in Proverbs that the fear of God is the beginning of what? Wisdom. Come on here, somebody. Amen. We trying to walk in wisdom, but we ain't got no fear of God. God says the fruit of wisdom will not come upon you and be in you until you can first walk in my fear. My fear says you have wisdom. Amen. Not because you say it, but when you got the fear of the Lord, come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. Which means that you are walking in a way that honors him, in a way that gives glory to him so that the wrath of him don't fall on you. Come on here, somebody. How many know that the wrath of God is falling in the land? That the wrath of God is in the land. And people walking like ain't no wrath of God in the land. People walking like ain't no sword in the land. But let me, that the sword of the Lord is out, somebody. Somebody give God a praise tonight. Glory to God.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen. Hey, somebody celebrate God for a minute. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
And then he says, so that the fear of God will be with you to keep you from sinning. Come on here, somebody. How many know that the fear of God will keep us from sinning? Come on here, somebody. It'll keep us from doing wrong. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. What's that fear getting at us? Then we ain't got to worry about nobody looking at us. God said, because you know I'm looking at you. You going to do right because you know that I'm looking at you at all times. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. Then we don't need to be calling the prophet and the apostle every second, every minute, every hour. No, because God is saying, I'm looking at you. Come on here, somebody. And I'm able to keep you if you let me keep you. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. Glory to God. How many know that God is a keeper? Come on here, somebody.
Amen.
Somebody give God a praise. Hallelujah. Yes, Lord. Somebody give God praise for his keeping power. If you know he's a keeper, come on and praise his name tonight.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Somebody give God a celebration right quickly. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Come with me right quick to Deuteronomy 28. Amen. Very familiar passage of scripture. Amen. We've quoted this. But most of the time, beloved, when we look at Deuteronomy 28, everybody talk about the blessing. And I praise God for the blessing. But let me tell you something. There's some curses over here, too, that we rarely talk about, but they're in here. Tell somebody, say, it's in the book. Yeah, it's in the book. Deuteronomy 28. But let's go to verses 15, and then we'll go to verses 21 and 22. Come on here, somebody. Amen. Shout hallelujah when you get there. Is everybody there? Shout hallelujah if you're there.
Hallelujah.
Which one of the books again?
Deuteronomy chapter 28. Deuteronomy 28, beginning with verse 15, 21, and 22. Are we ready?
Amen.
Amen, amen. Amen. Everybody there? Amen. And the word of the Lord reads, it says, however, if you do not obey the Lord your God, and do not carefully, somebody say carefully.
Carefully.
Carefully follow all his commandments and decrees I am giving you today. Somebody said today.
Today. Today.
Today. Amen. All these curses will come on you and overtake you. Now the thing that's going on with America right now is that because she has turned her heart and her mind away from God and is not obeying God, not obeying the laws of God, not obeying the commandments of God, she has brought forth the curses. How many of you know when you don't obey God that curses come?
Amen.
Amen.
We can't expect to be blessed if we're not being obedient.
Amen.
The problem is that America has to understand that God is not going to change for her. She will have to change for him. I wish I could talk to somebody tonight. See, God is saying, this ain't Burger King. This ain't McDonald's. You can't just come through the drive-thru and say, well, this is what I want, God. This is what I want. He said, no, you got to eat what's in here, glory to God. And it's not going to change for nobody, because God says, my words are what? Eternal. Come on here, somebody. God's word is what? Everlasting. He said heaven and earth will pass away before one jot or tittle of his word will fail. We need to get back to understanding that it's either God's way or it's no way. Somebody give God a praise. Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Come on now.
Hallelujah.
Come on now.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen. We want God to fast food it. We want God to oh, okay, I'm going to come in and Lord, this is what I want you to do for me. This right here. And if you don't do it for me, I ain't going to serve you. Amen. I'm not going to live for you. I ain't going to witness for you. And God is saying, okay, but you got to understand this. And you can do that, but it's consequences. Somebody said consequences. Hallelujah. Glory to God. It's consequences. Glory to God. See, people think that their actions it's not going to bring back consequences. God says, now, if you're not going to obey me, glory to God, if you're not going to do what I tell you to do, now there's something waiting on you, and it's called curses. Somebody said curses.
Curses.
Yeah. No, we're talking about, well, you know, this witch cursed me. This here soothsayer cursed me. But how many know when you don't obey God, you bring a curse on yourself? Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah to God. Hallelujah.
Come on, man.
Mm, 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 mm. Yes, we
Now, he said all these curses will come on you and do what? Overtake you. Told you somebody. Just the same word he said about the blessing. He said a blessing will come on you and what? Overtake you. But behind every obedience, there is a blessing. Glory to God. That's what I'm saying tonight, child of God. This is going to bless your soul tonight. Behind every obedience, there's a blessing. So every time you obey God, a blessing is behind that. But now every time you disobey God, there's a curse. Behind every disobedient act, there's a curse. And the only thing that's going to reverse the curse is a repenting heart. Hallelujah. The only thing that's going to reverse the curse is a repenting heart. I'm not talking about just changing your mind. I'm talking about let the Lord get in your heart. Because, see, you can change your mind, but if God don't change your heart, your mind will go back and do the same thing you were trying to get repent. Oh, God, y'all ain't going to talk to me tonight. Amen. But God has said, I'm going to get in your heart. Because the heart is the issue, not your mind. Because I can deal with your mind, but you let me deal with your heart, and I give you a change of mind. Somebody give God a praise tonight.
Jesus.
Man. Glory to God. So he said, all these curses will come on you and overtake you. And what's happening is that America is being overtaken by curses. Glory to God. If you think that a vaccine is going to cure a problem, but it can't cure a spiritual problem. Come on here, somebody. Amen. God has said the uncleanness is not on the outside, but it's on the inside. Come on. Speak, Holy Ghost. Speak. Hallelujah. Glory to God. He said that the vaccine can't fix what's in the heart. Only I can do that. Come on here, somebody. I don't care how many shots you take. If you don't get your heart right, come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. How many of you know that the coronavirus is still under the feet of Yahshua? They're still under the feet of Jesus. Come on here, somebody. Now, how many know that God still got all power? How many know that the coronavirus can't go over him? Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. Amen. How many know that the Bible says that at the feet of him, every knee shall bow? Come on here, somebody, tonight. Oh, God, I can't hear nobody. At the feet of him, glory to God. But the feet represent authority. Come on here, somebody. So I don't care what you're saying about the coronavirus. The coronavirus is still subject to the name, come on here, somebody, of Jesus. Come on here, somebody, of Yahshua HaMashiach. Amen. The coronavirus is still subject to the word. Come on here, somebody. The coronavirus is still subject to the blood. I can't hear nobody tonight. God is saying, I haven't lost my power. You just got to be able to activate it and walk in. Somebody give all the praise tonight. Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
I feel the Holy Ghost of God in the house tonight. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Somebody said, neighbor. The God of Israel still got power. Come on here, somebody. The Lord of Lords and the King of Kings have not lost his authority. He has not lost his power. He just needs somebody to take him at his word. Somebody give him a praise tonight. Glory to God.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Now see, hear what it says. It says now all these curses will overtake you. Now let's go to verse 21. It says that the Lord will plague you with dis-ease. Let me just deal with that word dis-ease. Dis-ease. If you dissect the word diseases, it's dis-ease. Come on here, somebody. Dis-ease means that some kind of way the enemy has broken your peace. Come on here, somebody. How many of you know tonight that when the enemy breaks your peace, that weakens your immune system, which means now you can't fight off the different viruses and the different bacteria that are in the land? I ain't with somebody. We're talking back
come
in
on.
The night. God is saying, if you mess around and you start walking in obedience, you won't need no vaccine. If you just get back to the place that I call you to be, glory to God.
Come on.
You'll find my healing power is the same way it's always been. What is taking you away from the place that I had you at? Why have you touch unclean things? Oh, God, let me, Holy Ghost, tonight. God is saying we need to stop touching unclean things. We're touching unclean things spiritually. And God said it is affecting you in the natural. God is saying the problem is not natural, it's spiritual. And God is saying when you try to use a natural weapon for a spiritual thing, it will not work. Oh, is somebody again God to praise tonight? Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
The Lord says, and the Lord will plague you. Now, plague means that he will cause diseases to come upon you so great, amen, that you won't have a cure for it. Now, y'all got to stay with me tonight, glory to God.
Yeah.
He says, and the Lord will plague you. Will plague you. In other words, you won't be able to get rid of it, glory to God. You just say, Lord, I didn't forgive everything for this, and it still won't leave. Amen. I didn't turn around three times, jumped up and down, and spit a foam at the mouth. It still won't leave. God said, that's not the problem. The problem is that you won't obey and do what I told you to do. Amen. Because if you obey me, glory to God, he will leave you. Come on, hear somebody. Why? Because the blessings can only flow when we obey God. Come on, hear somebody. Hallelujah. But it says, verse 21, it says, and the Lord will plague you with diseases until he has what? Destroyed you from the land you are entering to possess. Come on, hear somebody.
Land.
Hallelujah. How many know that we can't possess the land if we're walking in disobedience? Amen. If we're walking in rebelliousness. If we're walking in stubbornness. Hallelujah. If we're walking in witchcraft and idolatry. How many know that we can't possess nothing like that? Glory to God. God said the plagues is coming. Tell somebody, say the plagues are already here. Amen. Why? Because people won't obey God. Speak, Holy Ghost. Verse 22. And it says that the Lord will strike you with wasting disease. Uh-huh. Hallelujah. Wasting disease. Come on, hear somebody. With fever and inflammation. With scorching heat and drought. With blight and mildew. Which will plague you until you perish. Come on, hear somebody. Is anybody seeing that in the book? Is anybody seeing
Amen.
That in the book?
Yeah.
Amen.
Amen.
How many know that that's what's going on right now?
Yes, sir.
Amen.
Everybody trying to figure out what to do, but God says repent. Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. Repent, and be baptized. Repent, for the remission of your sins. Repent, so God can save your soul. Come on here, somebody.
Mm-hmm.
Repent, so God can make you whole. Come on here, somebody. I mean, no, that's the answer. Come on, hear somebody. The Bible says, whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord, what, shall be saved. We call it on everybody but the name of the Lord. Come on, hear somebody. How many know that the name still got power? It still got saving power. But we got to call on it. We got to cry out to God. Amen. So that God can restore us and heal us. Come on, hear somebody. I'm almost done. Glory to God. Come with me to one more. Amen. 2 Corinthians. Glory to God. And I'll be out your hair for the night. Glory to God. But I hear the Holy Ghost still talking. Glory to God. He said, give you one more and I'm done. Can everybody hear me tonight?
Amen.
Yes, sir.
Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Yes, sir.
I think he clicked off. Yes. I think his call clicked off. Amen. If you wait for him to come on back, bless the Lord. He's delivering a fiery word there. Everybody say amen to it.
Amen.
That's a fiery word.
Amen.
That's a fiery word. Amen. Thank God for the word on tonight. Thank God for those that's on the revival tonight. And we just wait for, you see, the devil don't want him to deliver that word. He can't stop what God has already done. So he probably
Amen.
Thinks that he probably think he's still preaching, Prevost. Get a hold to him.
Hey, man, I'm trying to get him.
Hey, man, y'all keep y'all enthusiastic. There he is. Come on, preacher. Come on, preacher.
Hey, Devil Sando. Thank y'all. Hallelujah, glory. Somebody give God a shout. Hallelujah, glory. I mean, know that the devil mad tonight, glory to God. But somebody shout and give God a praise. Hallelujah. Somebody shout and give your God a praise.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
That means heaven is happy right now, beloved. Whenever the enemy gets mad, that means heaven is happy right now. Glory to God. 2 Corinthians chapter 6, and then beginning at verse 17. Is everybody there? Amen. And the word of the Lord reads, it says, therefore, come out from among them.
Mm-hmm.
How many know it's separation time, beloved? Hallelujah. Amen. We waiting on God to separate us, but God said, no, separate yourself. Amen. You got to separate yourself from the folk right now. Glory to God. God is saying, yeah, I can separate you, but I want you to separate yourself. Why? Because I put the Holy Ghost in you, glory to God. How many know that? That can't no two walk together except they agree. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. We ain't got no business walking with nobody that is not on the same level as us. Come on, somebody. Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Come on.
We're trying to hang out because we don't want to lose no friendship. We're trying to hang out because we don't want to hurt nobody's feelings. But God said, what about my feelings? Come on here, somebody. God got some feelings. Come on here, somebody. And God said, you love them more than me? Come on here, somebody. You care about them more than me? No. Separate yourself, neighbor. Amen. If they don't want to walk with you, separate yourself. What did Abraham do with Lot? Lord God, he separated himself. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. Why? Because they could no longer walk together. You got to separate yourself from Lot. Come on here, somebody. Lot is somebody that still want to walk with you, but they got a foot in the world. Come on here, somebody. God is saying, no. If they got a foot in the world, glory to God, then you got to make a decision. If they won't make one, you make one for them. If you go to the east, I'll go to the west. If you go to the north, I'll go to the south. Whatever way you go, don't go the opposite, beloved, because my God is able to bless me. Glory to God, but he can't bless me till I let you go. Somebody give God a shout out about Sando. Look at what the word says. The word says, therefore come out from among them and be separate, says the Lord. Somebody say, the Lord said it.
The Lord said it.
Amen. Man didn't say it. The pastor didn't say it. Oh, the Lord said that. Come on here, somebody. And how many know that when the Lord says something, we got to do what the Lord said? Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. If the Lord said it, then I got to separate myself. Glory to God. Because I can't disobey him. Because what happens when we disobey God? Curses come. Oh, God, y'all ain't going to be with me tonight. Glory to God. But tell somebody, say, neighbor, you got to obey God. Hallelujah. You got to obey God. I feel the Holy Ghost, y'all. And then the Bible says, touch no unclean thing. Come on here, somebody. Is that what your Bible says, neighbor?
Alright.
You got to leave the unclean thing alone. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. We're talking about we holy, but we still touching unclean things. Come on, y'all, bullshit. Oh, somebody going to get mad with me tonight, glory to God. Oh, we talking about that we sanctified, but we still touching an unclean thing. Glory to God, amen. We talking about we living for God, but we still touching unclean things. Hallelujah. And the bad part about it is when we don't feel no conviction about it, glory to God. See, when you got that conviction, that lets you know that God's hand still on you, glory to God. When you can't be comfortable touching the unclean thing, that means God loves you. And then God said, you better separate yourself before I separate. Hallelujah, glory to God. And how many know that you don't want God to separate you from an unclean thing? Amen. You love to separate yourself before God got to come into it and separate it from you, glory to God. Touch no unclean thing, and I will what? Receive you. God is saying, as soon as you let it go, I'm ready to receive you. Under the boat, calling down about Sando. This was somebody tonight. Glory to God. God said, I just want you to let it go. Because I love you so much. I don't want you touching nothing that's not holy. I don't want you touching nothing that's not sanctified. Hallelujah. How many still with me tonight?
Amen.
The reason why some of us is mad, neighbor, is because we trying to serve two masters. Oh, God, help me, Holy Ghost. I'm already out here now, Lord. Hallelujah, glory to God. We trying to lay with the devil, and we trying to lay with God, too. And we trying to make up our mind what we want to do. But God said, who do you love? Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. Who do you love? Hallelujah. Oh, God, help me tonight, Holy Ghost. Who do we love tonight, beloved? God says, if you love me, then you'll let it go. Come on here, somebody. Somebody give God a praise tonight. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Tell somebody tonight. Tell your neighbor. Encourage them tonight. Say, neighbor, let it go. Come on here, somebody. Don't touch it no more, neighbor. It don't deserve your touch. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Amen. Hallelujah.
God said, let it go tonight, because I'm ready to receive you. I'm ready to take you in, but I'm just waiting on you to let go of the unclean thing. Come on here, somebody. As soon as you let it go, I'm ready to hug you. I'm ready to love you. I'm ready to give you what you need. But God says, I'm waiting to see if you're going to let it go. Come on here, somebody. See, the problem is that the virus is here because we have become too filthy spiritually. Woo, God, we done become too nasty. Amen. And then we trying to put holiness over it, and God is saying they can't cover up the funk that's underneath. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Why? Because you keep touching stuff that's nasty, and I'm telling you to let it go. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. And God said, when you become clean on the inside, it'll heal what's on the outside. Come on here, somebody. Yes, Lord, I hear you. God is saying the healing will manifest on the outside when you get healed on the inside. Come on here, somebody. Tell somebody it's time to separate. Hallelujah.
Come on, preacher. It's time to separate.
I tell somebody to nail it. It's time to let that devil go. It's time to kick that devil to the curb. It's time to give him his eviction papers. It's time to give him his divorce papers. No, devil, no, we can't hang out no more. No, we can't be friends. Amen. You a devil, my friend. Glory to God. I'm letting you go. I'm separating myself. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Somebody say yes. Somebody say yes tonight, neighbor. Amen. Tell God yes. Tell God yes. Tell him yes tonight, neighbor. God is waiting on somebody yes tonight. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Somebody give God praise.
Yes.
All right.
Oh, yes.
Yes. Hallelujah. He said, touch no unclean thing, and I will what? Receive you, and I will be what? A father to you. Come on here. God said, I want to be your father.
Lord Jesus.
But I can't be your father if you allow the devil to be your stepdaddy. Hey, glory to God, hallelujah. Somebody need to get rid of stepdaddy tonight. Glory to God, stepdaddy, you can't be my stepdaddy no more because my real daddy is here. I feel God in this thing. Help me, Holy Ghost, tonight. God is saying, get rid of the stepdaddy. Glory to God, because he need to step out of your life. Glory to God. Honey, God is saying he need to step out of your life. Glory to God. So your real daddy can walk in. Come on here, somebody. How many know that father means protector and provider? God says, I'll be a protector and I'll be a provider for you. You won't have to worry about your knees being me. But you got to let that unclean thing go. I'm a little cold out about something.
Jesus.
Glory to God. Hallelujah. And then he said in verse 18, and I will be a father to you, and you will be my sons and daughters. Somebody needs to shout right there. Glory to God. Amen. I feel a praise right in there. Glory to God. This is too quiet right there. Glory to God. Somebody needs to give God a shout.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Yeah, Lord, hallelujah. Glory to God tonight. And he says that I will be a father to you. I'll be a provider. Amen. I'll be a protector. And you will be my sons and daughters, saith the Lord Almighty. Somebody said that the Lord said that.
The Lord.
The Lord said that.
The Lord said that.
Can somebody give God praise for what he said? Can somebody give God praise for what he said? Hallelujah. Hallelujah tonight.
Hallelujah.
Somebody give God praise tonight.
Amen. Hallelujah.
See, that's what's happening, beloved. It's a test. And God said, pass the test. Because you ready to be blessed. God says, because you passed the test, you ready to be blessed. They thought God was trying to take you out. God said, no, I'm trying to get you to the next level. Because it's your time to be blessed. Somebody give God a shout.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Hey, I mean, it's a real blessing that comes from Abraham. I'm telling y'all, you're alive.
And some of you are saying, Lord, when is the real blessing going to come? He said, the real blessing going to come when you get rid of Lot.
All right, now.
Because Lot couldn't go with him. I haven't preached it yet, but there's a servant God keep putting in my heart. He said, I had to give up a lot to get this blessing. Can y'all still hear me tonight?
Amen.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord. I'm going to give God one more shout of praise tonight.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Amen. Bless the Lord.
Glory to God. Glory to God tonight. Amen. Hallelujah. Come on, lift your hands and give God some worship and some praise throughout the house tonight.
Hallelujah.
Thank you for his word tonight, beloved. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
We bless your name tonight, God. Hallelujah. I'm going to go into the hands of your awesome, wonderful Bishop, Bishop Page. God bless you, sir.
Amen, amen. Bless the word of the bless the name of the Lord on tonight, amen. For those of you online, if you didn't realize the praise God, that was the recording, amen, from the apostle giving his message, amen, back a couple of weeks ago on the priest, the word provider. Hallelujah, amen. And we thank God for that word, praise God. Even, amen, that was a word from a couple of weeks ago, but that's a fresh word, hallelujah, for today. Glory to God, hallelujah, a fresh word, hallelujah, for today. Amen. Let me see, is the apostle on the line? Apostle, you on the line yet? Bless the name of the Lord. God, hallelujah. Amen. Amen. Praise God. Well, we bless the name of the Lord on tonight. Hallelujah. Amen. We thank God for everybody that's calling and tuned in thus far. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. We've had a blessed time in the name of the Lord on tonight. Hallelujah. Amen. We're going to play a selection. Amen. We're going to come back. Hallelujah. And see if the apostles join us here. Bless the name of the Lord on tonight.
Wait.
Holiness, what I long for. Holiness, what I need. Holiness, holiness, what you want for me. I
Amen. Bless the Lord on tonight. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. We thank God for what has transpired thus far. Hallelujah. In the service. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. Apostle, have you joined us? Bless the name of the Lord. Amen. Amen. Praise God on tonight. Hallelujah. Do we have any testimonies or any prayer requests at this time? Bless the name of the Lord.
My life is bound to, and I thank the Lord for waking me up this morning, blessing me to share another day. I thank the Lord for taking care of my family and friends. I ask the Lord to please go in the hospital, the nursing home, the jails, and the prison. Please take care of all of your children. Please be your fish around us and help us. Please take care of the homeless. In Jesus' name, amen.
My name is Brother Brian. I'd like to thank the Lord for waking me up this morning, starting off on a brand new day. I want to ask the Lord to take care of all the homeless, take care of all the prisoners in jail or in prison, take care of all the kids as they go out to school, big and the little kids, take care of all the children, take care of the sick and shut in, the hospitals, the nursing home, take care of all the patients. As you go up and down the danger highway, take care of one of the driving up. On the road is leading any dangerous highway.
Amen.
I ask that you take all your children and cover me in your blood. At Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Amen.
In Jesus Christ, I love y'all. There's nothing y'all can do about it. That's all I got.
Love you too, Bobby.
Let's be good, Wayne.
Amen. Bless the name of the Lord on tonight. Hallelujah. Praise God. Anyone else on tonight? Praise God. Hallelujah.
I love Pastor Corey. I love Brother Andre.
Amen. Love you too, my brother. Love you too. Praise God. Hallelujah. Well, we thank God on tonight. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. We just waiting on the apostle to come on tonight. Hallelujah. He had the business to take care of on tonight. Praise God. Hallelujah. But our prayers are with him on tonight. Hallelujah. And we thank God for everybody that called in and tuned in. We've truly had a blessed time. Hallelujah. In the Lord. Hallelujah on tonight. Praise God. And we thank God for each and every last one of you. Hallelujah. That have tuned in to the revival that just won't stop. Hallelujah. Amen. We're gonna play another jam right quick, amen, as we wait on the apostle to join. Praise God.
It's so important, people of God, to get into the very presence of God. Nothing else matters now. In fact, I want you to find yourself right in the Holy of Holies.
Yes.
I see his presence. I'm in his presence.
Yes.
While I'm there thanking him, I know that I have a right.
Yes.
Whatever I need, he will supply. I believe tonight somebody just wants him to open up the windows of heaven for you. Let it rain. Send down your blessings, Lord. I just need you to move in this place tonight. I just need you to move in this place tonight. He's doing it right now. Hallelujah.
open the floodgates of heaven. Let it rain. Let it rain. Open the floodgates of heaven. Let it rain. Let it rain. Help me, somebody say it tonight.
Open the floodgates of tonight, but I feel the rain.
feel the rain. I feel the rain. I feel the rain. Anybody feel the rain? Anybody in this place, you feel the rain?
I feel the rain.
Is there anybody in here, you feel the rain?
I feel the rain.
I feel the rain. Maybe you need to look at somebody and tell them, it's raining.
It's raining.
It's raining.
It's raining.
It's raining.
It's raining.
Tonight, bless the name of the Lord. Apostle, have you joined us yet? Praise him. Bless the name of the Lord. I think he joined us and he clicked out by accident. Praise God. Hallelujah. But we thank God thus far. Praise God for what has taken place during the service. We thank God for everybody that's called in and tuned in on tonight. Amen. We have truly been blessed. Amen. With that word, amen. Praise God. God is truly good all the time. Hallelujah. Amen. Bless God on tonight. Hallelujah. Amen. Let me see if I can, amen, try to get him on this end. Praise God. Hallelujah. So just give me one second. Let me see if I can get him on this end.
Praise the Lord, everybody. Praise the Lord, everybody. Amen. I wanna, amen. Come on, let's give God a praise. One more shout of hand praise tonight.
Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. Take me back, dear Lord, to the place where I first, amen, received you. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. It's a blessing when God can take us back.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah, because it's the taking back part to bring us back to the first time we met him. Come on here, somebody. First time that we really
amen.
Used it.
Amen.
To us, glory to God. It brought us into a different place. Amen, glory to God. So, amen. Tonight I want to just send out my love and grace out to everybody tonight. Amen. My shalom out to everybody tonight. Amen. Glory to God. I want to pray us out. Amen. Father, we thank you. We give you praise tonight. We bless your name tonight. We thank you, Father, for what our eyes have seen, ears have heard. We give you praise tonight, God, for who you are. Father, we thank you tonight, Lord, that there's nobody like you. So we praise you tonight, Lord. I ask you to bless everyone under the sound of my voice tonight, Lord God. We thank you tonight, Lord, for what you're getting ready to do in our life. We thank you that nobody can hold us. Nobody can keep us. Nobody can heal us but you, oh God. We bless your name on tonight. Thank you, Father God, for the opportunity and privilege to live together in your name one more time. We thank you on tonight, God. Let your word permeate our hearts, God. Let us not just be a hearer, but doer of your word, Lord. Hallelujah. So that we don't forget what manner of man we are, Lord. Hallelujah. Glory to God. What I say unto one,
I say unto
all.
Watch.
And pray.
And
live holy.
And live holy.
Every day.
Every day.
Say neighbor.
Neighbor,
I love you.
I love you.
And there's nothing you can do about it.
There's nothing you can do about it.
Oh.
Amen. 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 Praise God. We are dismissed. We'll see y'all tomorrow night. Bless the name of the Lord. If you ain't sold your seed, don't forget the sword. Bless the name of the Lord. Don't forget.
You are the last party in the conference.
Everybody. that you don't know what to say. The things I depended on were gone. I realized I couldn't do it on my own. I used to want to understand your plan. Now all I want to see is your hand. My heart is open so wide, even though there's so much pain inside. As I'm on this journey, I need you to
help me.
Transform us. Give us a new creature.
Amen.
Amen. Lip service.
Come
What is the action? Because your action shows how you feel. Like, it's like your relationship. You can tell me all day you love me. You praise me all day. What was the action?
Come on now. Come on now.
The words don't mean that. What was the action? That was, I don't see nothing. You telling me this and that. You can't just sweet talk me under the table. I'm praying God. You know, yeah. You know, so are we leaving today? Okay. Father God, in the name of Jesus, as we thank you, oh God, for your mercy and your constant grace that you extend to us each and every day, oh God. We thank you for the Oshia, for even working on us now like never before. In the mighty name of Jesus, oh God, we thank you for touching our hearts, our minds, and our souls, oh God. The Oshia, Lord, we just thank you, and we give you all the praise and the honor because you are truly worthy to be praised, oh God. The Oshia, Lord, as we walk out of here today, oh God, let us be transformed by the renewing of our minds, oh God. Let us be healed in our hearts, oh God. Right now, I come against any wicked spirits, any demonic spirits that might try to attack your people as they leave out of here, oh God, refreshed, oh God. I come against it right now in the mighty name of Jesus. Hallelujah. And Lord, we just thank you that your will be done in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen.
Amen. Thank you. Hallelujah. Okay, yeah. All right. The early working this architecture very much as if that architecture developed right here in Malta.